We're talking to the leader of One Nation in New South Wales, Mark Latham. You've had a crack. I think the article I was reading said you had slammed the New South Wales Treasurer, Matt Keane, as a hypocrite over his calls for the Liberal Party to disendorse the Liberal federal candidate, Catherine Deves, from running in the seat of Warringah. Would you expand on that for me?
Well, Keane's attack on Catherine Deves is to say her language 5 years ago on Facebook was all wrong and unacceptable. Matt Keane said some pretty rough things in terms of language in public life. There was a time, well, I suppose you'd say it was a sex scandal, and Gladys Berejiklian said how disappointed she was in her young minister. So everyone in politics makes mistakes. Everyone uses some language that mightn't have been 100% correct. He hasn't dug in on the substantial issue with Catherine Deves saying that transgender men shouldn't play women's sport, that 16-year-old boys becoming girls shouldn't play girls' sport. So he's got no problem, apparently, on the substantial issue, but he's trying to rub her out, which is extraordinary in itself. I mean, from a Liberal perspective, they'd say, well, look, Albanese's on the ropes. Why do we need the Liberal state treasurer, not even federal, state treasurer, diving into this issue head-on to try and rub out a Liberal candidate who's attracting a lot of attention? So it looks like sabotage.
Well, this leaking of texts, how does this all happen? I mean, if you've got your phone with you, how do texts get leaked from your phone to, you know, to reporters, for example?
Well, in the case of Matt Keane, what happened years ago?
No, this is yesterday in the situation over the weekend with the...
Well, Perrottet sent a text message to Morrison to say, I'm supporting Catherine Deves and the issues she's campaigning on, and I'm assuming Morrison has leaked it to the media. That's the only explanation.
Right.
If you send a text message to someone and it ends up in the paper, and if you didn't give it to the paper, well, obviously the other person did.
That's what I
thought. Morrison has done this before. Remember the text messages with Macron, the French president?
That's right, yes.
Similar sort of thing. Yeah, Morrison plays the media game, no doubt about it.
You would have thought he learnt his lesson, obviously not. You said today you've been down in budget estimates. What's happened there?
Well, the Premier was grilled over a number of issues. I raised a number of economic reforms that are needed, stamp duty reform, infrastructure in Western Sydney, infrastructure in Newcastle, the container terminal being built. But my main approach was to say, look, we've got some of this gender fluidity teaching in our schools and a deliberate policy of the Perrottet government to keep parents in the dark, that it's unacceptable that a young person could change gender at school and the school's allowed to not tell the parents, that in fact the young person can say to the school, keep my parents in the dark, and it's government policy for that to happen. I just think that's bound to destroy families. Parents are the primary educators of our children and have got a basic right to know of significant things happening to children at school. And if a girl's becoming a boy or a boy's becoming a girl at school, they're known by a different name and maybe wearing a different uniform once they get to school, the parents must be told. You can't keep parents in the dark. The parents will be picking up the issues and the counselling and the love and the support for the rest of their lives, whereas the teachers, they have the weekend off, 6 weeks holiday at the end of the year, and next year they mightn't even be at that school. So parents got a basic right to know, and I had a ding-dong battle with Perrottet to get him to reverse government policy.
Did he? Will he?
He says he's looking at it, you know. He talks a lot, but what's he actually doing? We had an education committee report saying, look, one of the basic things in this transgender area is if there's a gender transition at school, no child, no student can tell the school not to tell the parents. And that was rejected by the Perrottet cabinet, you know, full of these woke fools like Matt Keane. So I think the Premier got rolled, but he's going back to have a second look at it. And I just think parents in New South Wales would say, look, These are difficult and sensitive issues, but the worst thing you can do is keep parents in the dark.
Very true. Just before I let you go, the New South Wales COVID isolation rules have changed. It's as of what, Friday, 6 o'clock? So tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, there's no close contact 7-day isolation rules anymore. But what have you got to do? You've still got to take daily rapid antigen tests and also wear a mask. And they're saying now that you should wear a mask in the house as well.
Well, it's getting people back into the workforce. The mandates are also lifting, the ones we've discussed, particularly important for getting teachers back in the schools.
Absolutely.
So I think, Brent, the mood overwhelmingly now is let's get back to a normal life. And probably the best indicator of this, sometimes in elections it's the things you're not hearing about, But the federal election's been going for almost 2 weeks, and neither major party has announced or said anything about COVID policy.
Yes, true.
You know, it's been a non-issue, and I think for the public, there's a mood, look, we've been through a lot, we're highly vaccinated, we've had some lived experience with this, we need to get back to a normal life and a normal workplace.
All right, Mark, I will let you go and get back to work and try and rest your voice a little bit before you go and tackle more of those pollies.
Yeah, we're into the bureaucrats this afternoon at 2 o'clock, so I better get down there and have another crack.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. That is Mark Latham, leader of One Nation in New South Wales.